Lubbock has one of the highest COVID-19 testing positivity rates in the country right now, and hospitals are filling up. In fact, the percentage of hospitalized people with COVID is what Governor Greg Abbott has said he's looking at when considering rolling back reopenings. Lubbock's getting close to that mark. Dr. Craig Ryan is the Regional Chief Medical Officer of Covenant Health in Lubbock. Dr. Ryan, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Much of Texas peaked in cases over the summer. How do Lubbock's cases right now compare to what the area has seen before?
We saw the increase and then the subsequent decrease that most areas of Texas saw back in the middle of the summer. Unfortunately, right. As September came along, we started to see a significant increase in our total number of cases. Our positivity rate went up. The total number of cases, active cases that we have identified has gone up. And unfortunately, our hospitalizations, both for medical surgical hospitalizations and for ICU hospitalizations, has gone up to match.
Any way of accounting for this latest spike?
Well, we look at the demographics of the population that is affected by it. And one of the things that we are seeing is a fairly dramatic increase in the teenagers, the 10 to 19 age group. And in, of course, the college age group. Lubbock is one of those towns that's a fairly small city by Texas standards, and it has an obviously enormous Big 12 university here. So as we started seeing all of our Texas Tech students come back to Lubbock in the fall, they constitute a fairly large percentage of our general population when they get into town. Mm-hmm. So our peak is in that teenage group and in the 20-year-old age group.
And how is this playing out in your hospital? Are you feeling overwhelmed or not quite yet?
We are getting there. We are absolutely getting there. I think there's a lot of COVID fatigue. I think a lot of people are tired of the restrictions, they're tired of the distancing, they're tired of the wearing the masks, and I think a lot of them would just like for it to go away. Unfortunately, that attitude has made it become more of a problem than ever. We are seeing an awful lot of sick people that are requiring hospitalizations. We're seeing more and more people that are taking up our hospital beds. Our census has gone, as you mentioned, over 15% for the first time of our total hospitalizations being COVID-positive patients this last Sunday, and it has not dropped since that. So that's
important because this is hitting your staff too, as I understand it. Is that right?
It is absolutely hitting our staff. We have both physicians and nurses that have acquired this, usually in the community. But, when they have it and they can't come to work. So we keep getting asked questions about how many beds do you have? How many ventilators do you have? I'm not nearly as worried about the number of beds and ventilators as I am the number of doctors and nurses that we have available to take care of the patients that are in those beds.
As of this morning, Lubbock was not yet at that point of the governor rolling back reopenings. If you could make this decision yourself, doctor, what would you recommend?
We actually have a group of folks looking at that every day. We have a task force for elective procedures, and we make recommendations based on the recommendations of our physicians, our gastroenterologists, surgeons, cardiologists, because we need to look at, do we have the capacity to continue doing those cases given the strains of having this increased census across the board. We are a way away from, the 7-day period where the governor would take a mandate. But at this point in time, we may be in the position of having to make some very difficult decisions all on our own because we have a lot of cases. We have some strain on our system. We have a lot of caregivers out. So we're going to have to make some tough decisions.
Dr. Craig Ryan is the Regional Chief Medical Officer of Covenant Health in Lubbock, currently seeing a big rise in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Ryan, thanks again.
You are welcome. Thank you.